Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. The same way you know you've got to make sure your lucky jersey is clean on game day or your team might lose. Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Shatoura out of the shotgun, whips it down the sideline. Man is out there. Touchdown!
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Cam Ward now has the most touchdown passes in NCAA history.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Shador Sanders isn't going to work out, if neither will Cam Ward. How does that sit, Mike?
You're going to get a good look at the quarterbacks at their pro days. As long as they throw, Rich, I don't think it matters much anymore.
Today's guests: PGA Tour golfer Wyndham Clark, Lakers governor Jeannie Buss, producer and author Will Packer. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. We're live on the Roku Sports Channel, the Infinity Sports Network, Sirius XM, Odyssey. We're thrilled to be here on this busy Tuesday. We're all over the map today. We love it. We've got Wyndham Clark, the 2023 United States Open champion. We've got a professional golfer of note talking about the latest season of Full Swing on Netflix. Also, we have one of the 30 governors of the National Basketball Association coming to hang with us in studio, and not just any governor. The governor of the Los Angeles Lakers, Jeannie Buss, will be back here on the program. Our neighbor from down the street. We're gonna have a nice chat with her, not just about the Lakers, but about the show that's essentially based on her life on Netflix, where Kate Hudson is playing her in Running Point. She's coming in here in support of that show, both of the shows, Full Swing, Season 3, available today exclusively on Netflix. And then Running Point, available for streaming this coming Thursday on Netflix. You can see that on Roku, the portal that brings this show to you every single day between 12 and 3 Eastern Time. And then one of the most successful TV and film producers out there, he's got a new book out. It's called Who Better Than You? The Art of Healthy Arrogance and Dreaming Big. Will Packer will stop by in studio in hour number 3, and we'll have some fun stories with him. I can't wait to ask him his favorite Kevin Hart story. That's later on in hour number 3 of this program. And then there's you at 844-204-RICH. That is the number to dial. Good to see you over there, Christopher Brockman. I've now set the table.
Hey, Rich. Great day for me. My son Cage is 5 today.
Hey.
Which is so crazy to think about and say out loud.
That is great. Happy birthday to Cage.
Ah, so pumped for him.
Fantastic. Good to see you over there, Jason Fuller. How are
Rich?
You?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Good to see you, TJ Jefferson. How are you?
I'm great. What's up, fellas?
Yeah, the
Happy
candle
birthday
is
to
lit.
Our nephew Cage,
that's
man.
That's right.
5, about
that's
to right, dominate the planet, man.
Well, he already does.
Oh, man.
He's already
out,
dominant.
He's out here doing it, man.
He's already dominant. So, listen, people, this is exciting because part of the combine experience that I'm about to go jump into headfirst and spend an insane amount of time on NFL Network, starting at 3 Eastern time on Thursday with the workouts, on-field workouts. It all starts with chit-chat and chitter-chatter. That's what it all starts with. It all starts with people just showing up and becoming the chattiest of Cathys. And just saying, do you hear this? Did you know this? Do you know this is going on? Can you believe this? This is crazy. That's what I'm going to be diving into. And I'll be back here on the Monday show when I come back after the combine with my usual top five rumors that I heard, and it pisses people off.
It's the best segment,
though. To the point where I heard about a TV executive pissed off from 2 years ago. I finally heard that just this week.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Look at all these
about
rumors.
One of my rumors from 2 years ago.
Which was what?
I don't want to say that because then it would really identify.
Oh,
me.
No.
But it's all about that. And it's all about starting now. Now is when it starts. Or it actually started yesterday when the competition committee started meeting and we found out that there is a team out there, unnamed team, Troy Vincent, the head of football ops, saying there's an unnamed team trying to ban the Tush Bush. We found out it's got cheesehead fingerprints all over it. Okay?
Like you had Cheetos and your hands were all cheesy.
There it is, yeah. Yeah, Packer prints all over the banning of the Tush Push. Who is somebody who just wants to pull the end around on the Philadelphia Eagles by trying to ban it? So that started the grist for the mill. Now the mill grist is actual sound bites to it because general managers and coaches start strolling to the podium at the combine. It's set up there, by the way. It's in this new media room that they've created. They created their own radio row. It's more like podcast row than anything else.
That's fun.
And then out next door to that is where all the podiums are. There's like six or seven of them. And sometimes they're going double barrel action. You got a top defensive end next to a top linebacker, next to a coach, next to a general manager, and they're all talking. You can't even figure out which one you want to hear to talk. Well, you know which one you want to hear to talk? You want to hear the general manager of a team that's got a quarterback coming off of an Achilles injury the year before, and they signed him a $40 million a year contract, and then go ahead and draft a rookie seventh overall anyway. And then they get that guy who's the quarterback, have his team set up to win their division in the NFC South, and all of a sudden the season goes south because his game goes south, and they turn to the rookie in the end of the season and say, go fix it. I want to hear from that guy first, Terry Fontenot. Because in the quarterback carousel that's beginning to spin, and the spinning might start here in Los Angeles, California, because as I said yesterday, I do not understand what's going on with the Rams and Matthew Stafford. I can kind of get it, but I, as Mike Mayock, who was on yesterday's program, said, a divorce is no good for both. I guess, what, Rams fans would be the kids in that divorce? It's never great when there's a breakup. And so we don't know. Is that going to happen? New league year begins just 2 weeks after the combine's over. Is that going to happen with Matthew Stafford and the Rams? Because if that happens, then this thing begins to spin off the axis. Remember, I said a couple weeks ago, the top five most shocking potential storylines of the offseason. Number three on that list was any current starting quarterback going anywhere else other than his current team. That would be shocking. Aaron Rodgers going somewhere else. We know that. Is Russell Wilson going somewhere else? Is Justin Fields going somewhere else? Is Sam Darnold going somewhere else? We don't know the answer to these questions. As of right now, the Tuesday of Combine Week. And on top of all of that, is it possible Kirk Cousins is available? Because he's making way more money this coming season than a backup quarterback is going to make. And one would think, the last thing Kirk Cousins wants to do. How old is Kirk Cousins? You want to Google that for me, Christopher Brockman? It's very simple. Google, how old is Kirk Cousins? And the answer is?
36.
There you go.
He'll be 37 on August 19th.
Okay. How old is Matthew Stafford, Chris Brockman? Go look that up. Go look that up. How old is Matthew Stafford?
I think he's 37.
There we go. And he is?
37.
There you go.
I said it right before you said it.
Okay.
He turned 37 on February 7th.
When you are a 37-year-old quarterback, you want to get paid. That's what Matthew Stafford might be on the market about. You want to get paid and you want to know how long you're going to get paid at that level. If you're 37 years old and you're being paid, one thing you want to do is keep that salary unless you got an earbud in your ear. There's no way Kirk Cousins wants to be sitting in Atlanta waiting for his chance. Period. End of story. Cue Terry Fontenot today. Hey, Terry, is Kirk Cousins going to be happy being the backup there? Because if not, then you're going to have to cut him because no one's trading for him at that value after what we saw from him over the last 6 weeks of last year. certainly when they know the Falcons aren't going to want to carry that freight. That's a Beatles sort of reference, even though it's carrying that weight. Long story short, in the here and now,
didn't get that one.
There's no way that he's going to be the backup quarterback, is it, Terry Fondo? Cue it.
Well, look, Kirk handled that really well at the end of the season, and obviously Kirk's he's a really talented player. He's a great man, all those things. So, and again, he handled that role well at the end of the season.
Hmm. Okay.
Sometimes the answer you get is not the one you're looking for, but it's an answer. Meaning, I don't have the answer. Terry Fontenot does not have the answer. He does not. I will tell you this. There's no chance Kirk Cousins wants to be the backup quarterback there. Nope. And then where's he going to go? Who wants him? Minnesota's not going to take him back. Who wants him? Anybody that has a Shanahan or McVay coach? Because isn't that what Daniel Jeremiah told us years ago? That anybody who comes from the Shanahan / McVay tree must pay fealty to Kirk Cousins. Don't forget. Remember the Niners shocked everybody by acquiring Jimmy Garoppolo? That Belichick just basically pulled a Nico Harrison, right? By just selling him the one team.
Yep.
It was just a one team market. You go. You take him. Remember everyone was surprised doing that because they were just going to wait for Kirk Cousins to be free from Washington. But who would take this guy coming off of that Achilles injury from last year and doing what he did this year? I don't know the answer to that question. But I'll tell you what, there's no way he's going to be in Atlanta. I would be stunned if he is sitting there week one in Atlanta, standing there with an earbud, happily standing there with an earbud. What are the Falcons going to do at that quarterback spot? Will Kirk Cousins be available? Just outstanding conversations to be had right here. And then, of course, there's the question of who would take him in advance of a draft. Would Kirk Cousins even force his way to, say, the Giants? Would Kirk Cousins force his way to the Giants only to have the Giants go ahead and do what the Falcons did, which is take a quarterback in the first 10 picks of the draft? And then all of a sudden you're back in the same situation. Or you're the Kurt Warner of the situation. Remember that? Back in the day?
With the Giants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See where I'm going with that?
I do.
I'm just weaving a tapestry from past to present, Christopher.
I get you.
Okay. Joe Shane, the general manager of the New York Football Giants, talking today about what they're going to do with the number 3 overall pick. Love these questions. There's never going to be an answer to this one, but you got to ask it. Certainly when there's the GM of the Giants standing right there at the podium.
Yeah, we've got a lot of work to do on that. You know, this is a great opportunity for us, obviously, in Indy, to first time to get around some of the prospects and, have conversations with them, first time meeting them. So we've got a lot of work to do on, the number 3 pick. We've done a lot of work throughout the fall on the college prospects, but this phase of the calendar is, getting to know who they are as people, what the fit's going to be, and then obviously free agency is before the draft. So 2 weeks from now, the roster will look different. So we know we have an idea of, 3 to 5 players, 6 players, 7, whatever it may be, and move back scenarios. You can do that. We'll also look at, moving up if that's a possibility. So it's exciting time for, a year for us and, a chance to make some change on the roster. And so we'll look at all different, scenarios.
Now, there's pressure for everybody in the National Football League in front offices when it comes time to evaluating players. But if there is currently a National Football League leader in you got to get this pick right. Certainly in the top 10 of the draft. Do you think Joe Shane is number 1 in that clubhouse right now? Number 3 overall pick. You better get this pick right. That this is a franchise saver, a gig saver.
Yeah, no question.
Conversation right now. The one thing we know for sure about what Joe Shane is going to do with this pick. The only thing we know for sure about this decision for Joe Shane is it will not be televised. That we know for sure. We will not know.
Not even on Giants.com or
we
whatever.
Will not know week to week the details of the inner conversations on this draft choice. That's the only thing. No, sorry, Chris. The velvet ropes will be put up in East Rutherford, New Jersey for this one. That's the only thing we know for sure. Because the Giants are sitting there at three. If they fall in love with Cam Ward, do we know that Cam Ward's going to be there at three? Nope. If they fall in love with Shedeur Sanders, if Malik Nabers and Shedeur Sanders throwing that football around in the streets of New York when Shedeur was there for the Heisman Trophy presentation, they want to run that back for real. Do they know for sure Shedeur Sanders is going to be sitting there at three? Nope. What if they say, okay, we love ourselves Jackson Dart or Jalen Milroe or something like that. If they really want to put their eggs in that basket on the pick, they got to get right at quarterback because they got to get a quarterback in this draft. Unless they decide we want Sam Darnold and take the pressure off and they're sitting there at three and suddenly they're sellers for somebody who wants Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders. And suddenly they can just sit there and say, we'll take Travis Hunter on the same team as Malik Nabers. And Sam Darnold can throw to an LSU stallion in Malik Nabers. And Sam Darnold can throw to Travis Hunter. Just when we lost Saquon down the turnpike, we've got ourselves a unicorn crown jewel at two positions. Is that the way they handle it? A fascinating conversation involving the New York Giants, who must get this pick correct. Must. And that revolution will not be televised. That's the only thing we know about it. And then whoever they choose third overall, they will eventually either franchise or sign long term, or will wind up winning Super Bowl for the Eagles in 4 years. Is it wrong to say? I'm sorry. Every single Giants decision is now informed by all of what I've just put around it. As long as this current construct is there, and John Mara wants to get this right now. Fascinating. Our poll question before we throw to break and bring in Wyndham Clark, Chris Brockman, have at it.
Rich,
for those
it,
to have at, there. Please.
Who most needs to trade up for a quarterback? Browns, Giants, Raiders, Jets.
Browns, Giants, Raiders, Jets. Second, third, sixth, and seventh overall on the clock. What say you? 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Jeannie Buss, the governor of the Los Angeles Lakers, she is going to be here, and she could walk here, quite frankly. But they don't do that in Los Angeles.
Oh, no.
Please. She might valet, even though it's a block and a half away, and we don't have a valet service.
Missing persons, Rich.
844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Jeannie's here to talk about Running Point, available on Netflix this Thursday, but available today on Netflix. Season 3 of Full Swing, the 2023 U.S. Open champion, getting ready to play with the Bay Golf Club tonight on TGL. We'll be getting set to join us. Wyndham Clark, can't wait to chat with him next on The Rich Eisen Show. In the NFL, there's no margin for error. As we just saw, one mistake can change the outcome of a game and a season, and the biggest game at that. Science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. And that's why Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL, because they provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. Imagine what it can do for you. I know. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. Just 10 numbers apart, but guess what? It makes the world of difference. So why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can choose your ideal comfort on either side. And now save 40% on the new Sleep Number Special Edition smart bed. Limited time, exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. See store or sleepnumber.com for details. Can you just clean that up, please, sir? We all take supplements, or at least we know we should. But why are so many supplement companies charging ridiculous prices for products that really aren't that special? It's frustrating. And frankly, for all of us, it's unacceptable. That's why I want to introduce you to LiveGood, a brand that's turning the supplement industry on its head because Live Good believes that everyone deserves access to high-quality supplements without the insane markups. They offer premium products formulated by their industry-leading team of natural health experts, and they cut out the middleman to sell them at some of the lowest prices anywhere. That's why I love when a box of Live Good comes to my house. They sent me organic super greens, multivitamins, collagen, weight loss products, protein powder, and more. Skincare products, too. All highest quality products at prices people can actually afford. No wonder they're one of the fastest growing supplement brands on the planet, with over 1.5 million customers and counting. Ready to make the switch and start saving? I'll make it even easier for you. Use our link and save an additional 10% off your first order on top of the already lowest prices. Just go to livegood.com/rich to save 10% on your first order. That's livegood.com/rich. Don't miss out on this opportunity to invest in your health without overspending. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. Let's talk TurboTax, people. You might be sitting there going, wait a minute, Rich. I don't get it. It's not April. Why am I thinking about my taxes now? Why should I? Because with TurboTax, you can have an expert file for you as soon as today. You get a TurboTax expert's undivided attention when you use TurboTax, and they work on your return in real time. Once upon a time, taxes is all about waiting and wondering and worrying. That's three things any fellow football fan can relate to, right? But nowadays, it's all about a TurboTax expert giving your taxes their undivided attention, just like your fantasy league waiver wire. Experts file with 100% accuracy so you can get your best return guaranteed. Know how it's all working for you right now rather than finding out at the last second and wondering if the person who's doing it for you knows what they're doing. With TurboTax, they've got an expert who knows what they're doing all the time. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Radio will rejoin in 2 minutes' time. That's when we'll bring in Wyndham Clark. He's on Zoom right now, and let's talk about him like he's not listening. So
yeah, perfect.
He's from Colorado.
Yep.
Went to Oklahoma State and Oregon. Currently lives in Scottsdale. His NFL team, I have no idea. What do you think it is?
Ooh,
Broncos?
Got to be Broncos.
You think so?
I don't think you're from Colorado and not a Bronco fan.
He's
right?
from Pennsylvania and loves the Dallas Cowboys.
That's a great,
now I'm talking
that's a great
about
point.
TJ like he's not here and listening.
So Wyndham's a Chiefs fan then.
I don't know.
I'm going to go Steelers.
You're going to go Steelers?
Whoa.
TJ, you got a guess?
I'm going to go Broncos.
Yeah. I don't know, though. Hold on a minute.
Well, Wyndham's like.
Wyndham's 31. Okay. So the Broncos, yours could have beaten it out of him. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Well, Super Bowl 50. I mean, Peyton might have been there.
That's true. So he's got two Super Bowls, right?
But he would have been a kid for Elway, right? So
nah, he wouldn't even
93. He'd have been like five when this five one's for six. Johnny was like 4 or 5.
Yeah, okay. So maybe
your son, good. Like, would your son
remember?
He's 5 right now.
No, he's not gonna remember anything,
right? You know what I mean?
No, no idea what he had for lunch yesterday.
I'm sure it was nutritious if you were serving.
Oh
it.
My goodness, I would definitely wasn't.
Okay, let's go with that, right?
Broncos. Anyway, good time to get back on.
Right.
You know,
right now
you've been off a little bit.
Are you kidding
yeah,
me?
It's time to get back
I
on,
know.
I think.
I think it is.
Yeah.
When I'm sitting there listening, like, I'm an Eagles fan, guys.
Okay. Well, we're about to take a full swing at that. You like it?
Hey now.
Omar Khan is talking now too. The Steelers general manager. Let's get that.
Everybody's talking. I love
Let's
it.
Let's get it. Let's
combine
get after it.
Omar coming.
Omar coming. Nice.
They should do a golf combine. That would be fun.
Wouldn't that be great if Omar sat there at the podium, started eating Honey Nut Cheerios with his mouth full
no,
saying, we're going to re-sign
cool.
Russell
That'd
Wilson?
Be frightening.
Okay. Very good. Fantastic. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show's desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by the outstanding show, Full Swing, that takes you behind the scenes of what it's like to play on the PGA Tour Season 3, available today exclusively on Netflix. Joining us in support of that, as well as TGL Golf, is the 2023 United States Open champion, Wyndham Clark. How are you, Wyndham?
Doing good. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, we just spent the last 2 minutes of our Roku Sports Channel conversation talking about you like you weren't listening.
And
I actually was listening.
Okay.
So
you're an NFL fan of which team? Which team are you an NFL fan of?
Wendy? Well, you guys were correct. I'm a Denver Bronco fan.
Hey,
big time Bronco fan. I'm super pumped about Bo Nix.
Okay.
I love that we have a lot of cap space coming into 2025. I expect to get a good tight end, a good wide receiver, another good D end.
Okay.
And I feel like we'll be rolling these next couple of years.
That's your shopping list for George Payton and Sean Payton in Denver. That's what you think you need. That's what you need. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I think so. I think our defense was fantastic last year, but a little small on the line.
Okay.
Then obviously I like to protect Bo as much as possible and then give him one more big target. And if that's if it's a slot or if it's a really good tight end, I just feel like if we had one more good target, that would really help our offense.
Well, the mock drafts, Wyndham, have a lot of Colston Loveland, the tight end out of Michigan, and I'm a Wolverine, and I can tell you that if you wind up with him, you can check that tight end box significantly. That would be an outstanding choice for your Broncos. But getting maybe like the Alvin Kamara for this system, you know what I mean? Like that would be the guy also. That would be highly helpful for the Sean Payton.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. All my friends talk about that we need a running back, and no dock on any running back. But unless you're, you know, Christian McCaffrey or Saquon Barkley, I mean, I feel like you just kind of plug and play. And if you have a good offensive line, you try to go get 75 to 90 yards a game, and then it opens up the passing game. So I don't want to put too much into getting a running back. I'd rather have an amazing tight end, great wide receiver core, and then keep building up that defense line.
Interesting you choose Christian McCaffrey, Wyndham, not just for his prowess at the position, but is it true you were 2 years in front of him in high school in Colorado?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ah. I mean, obviously I am a little biased. We are buddies and we grew up together, but I still think a healthy C-Mac, I feel like Saquon and he stand out over any other running back.
Did you babysit for the McCaffreys at any point in time, Wyndham? Did that happen?
I never babysat for him. No, but I did spend a lot of time hanging out with them. And, Max, his older brother that is now part of the Miami Dolphins organization, mm-hmm. he and I graduated together. We're still good buddies. So I stay in touch with their family, and it's fun to see their career. And, you know, now Luke having an awesome rookie year and almost making it to the Super Bowl is pretty cool.
You know, it's kind of funny. There was a whole hoo-ha a few months ago about NBA players think they could play in the NFL. And then the NFL players were kind of clapping back saying, you know, we could play in the NBA and things like that. But I think there's a lot of NFL players that think that if they worked on their game, they could join the tour with folks like you, Wyndham. I wonder what your opinion is on the best golf playing NFL player you've heard of, played with, know of. I give you the floor on that.
I totally agree with him. That's like me saying I could be starting left tackle for Denver Broncos. I think it's no chance. I played with a lot of good golfers that are either NFL guys or mm-hmm. NBA guys or baseball guys, yes. and they are good. And their scratch, maybe plus one or two. But at the end of the day, it's just a totally different level. We call it country club good. You know, they're good at their country club, and they might beat us in a money game with their strokes that they get.
Ah.
But when they get inside the arena, inside the ropes, on PGA Tour, really tough golf courses, we'd probably beat them by 8 to 12 shots a day.
Wow, Wyndham Clark.
Wow, stand on business.
Yes. I don't know if there's any repairing that divot either, Wyndham. My goodness, you took a chunk right out. So there's nobody like, you know, Romo. There's nobody that could, even be a few rounds away. Nothing, Wyndham? Nothing?
So just ask Romo what his ask Romo how much money he's given to Scottie Scheffler in money games. And if it's not in six figures, then I'll be shocked.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're on to something here. Okay, so he's over the cap is what you're saying. He's over the cap.
He is over the cap. He would be the greatest person to ask because he'd say, yeah, I have no chance.
Okay.
And Romo's great. Like, don't get me wrong. Romo is fantastic. I played amateur events when I was in college where he was part of it, and he shot good scores. But his good scores, he was still on the – you know, he's still finishing on the bottom half and that's amateur golf. And then you go to the professional level, it's even higher. So, yeah, I mean, they would say the same thing to us. Let's say I could shoot, I'm an amazing shooter in basketball, or I have a great arm. They'd be like, yeah, you have no chance. You're not tall enough. You can't think fast enough. You don't know the reads, whatever. They just like, it's a totally different game.
Wyndham Clark, U.S. Open champ, here in support of Full Swing, available today, season 3 on Netflix. What's it like to have cameras around? I know, again, not to continue the NFL analogy here, I've spoken to a lot of NFL players over the decades about having Hard Knocks cameras follow from HBO. What about Full Swing, Wyndham?
You know, it's not as bad as it. I mean, I'm sure that they said the same thing. Like at first, you know, when I first was on it, it was very invasive, and I'm like, oh my gosh, everywhere I look, the cameras are there, and you kind of feel uncomfortable. But the nice thing is, you get comfortable around the camera guys, and you get to know them, and then it kind of becomes second nature, and you trust them that they're not going to put anything that portrays you poorly. And so you kind of get used to it. And then, you know, I will say they've progressed. Netflix, the first couple of seasons, they were everywhere. And now they're only there in key moments. So they're not there as much. And so it's not as invasive, but you know, it's been a really good experience. And I think it's awesome for people to get an inside look at what, you know, PGA Tour players go through day in, day out, and what the travel's like, and then also kind of bringing us to, you know, kind of humanizing us a little bit and showing people that, like, hey, we're normal guys. We have the same problems that everyone else has, and dealing with family issues, performance issues, traveling, all of that in one. It's become a really good show, and I think people have liked it.
Is there anything you've learned from it at any point in time? Where, like, I didn't know, you know, my colleague said this or did that in the moment that I was involved with, or just anything that you may have learned about their off the course lifestyle or anything, Wyndham?
Yeah, you know, it is amazing because you think you know somebody. You know, I'll give you an example. Like, I know Joel Damon, and you know, but it seems like as a colleague, you kind of have a surface relationship where you talk about the normal stuff. How's the family? How's this going? Et cetera. And then you don't know the backstory of, you know, how did Joel get here? What's he thinking about? What is he struggling with? And so something like Netflix really opened that up, I think, to a lot of people to be like, wow, you know what? There's a lot of depth to that guy. He's gone through a lot. And you know, I just think it really makes it cool, not only for the fans, but for us, because we learn about each other. And, you know, that's just one example. You know, I'm trying to think of other ones, but it's been really cool just to see kind of people away from the course, because we only see each other at the airports, at the golf course, in the gym, and that's really it. And so we don't really see what they're doing at home or what they have to deal with or how they were brought up. And so it's been really fun to watch for me, just to see, you know, people's personal lives and how they react to things. And yeah, it's given me definitely a new perspective on a lot of the players on the PGA Tour.
All right. I got to follow up. Do you really see everyone at the gym, Wyndham? You see everyone?
There's some people that aren't there. There's yeah. Hey, I know there's a stigma. Golfers aren't that athletic. It is getting more athletic these days.
Okay.
We got a nice young wave of players, and everyone's in the gym usually.
Okay. You know, I'm just, is it mostly leg day? Like, what's the day? What's the number one workout that you see amongst the players?
Usually just prevent lower back issues, okay. It seems like. But no, I mean, it's honestly amazing. When I first got on tour, I'd say less than 50% of the guys were in the gym working out, working hard, trying to gain speed and strength and all the above. And now in the last couple of years, I feel like 90% of guys are doing that. So I feel like you're missing out if you're not part of that. And guys that you would even think, hey, he doesn't look like he's in the gym, he's still trying to work hard and get in the gym. And I think everyone's seeing the new wave of golf of these young players that have 190 mile an hour ball speed and, you know, also for longevity to not be injured. And, you know, the money's increased so much that I think people are like, why would I not do anything and everything I can to try to maximize my time that I have on the PGA Tour.
Okay. Wyndham Clark here on the Rich Eisen Show. Christopher, I know you're a fan of Full Swing.
I cannot wait to dive into this. Wyndham, you were kind of the breakout story from the first season of Full Swing with your mom winning the U.S. Open. How have you handled this newfound stardom of the last couple of years?
I will say it's something that, you know, you dream of being a professional golfer, a major champion, and one of the top players in the world. But you don't necessarily dream about maybe the stardom and going to restaurants and being recognized and taking pictures and signing autographs for kids. You don't really think about that. And it's been a nice change, but you know, also there's some negatives to it. But I wouldn't change it for anything. I've been so blessed, and you know, I've had an amazing career thus far, and I'm hoping it continues to be great. But Full Swing has really helped kind of share my story, which is important to me, and sharing kind of my purpose for playing and the Play Big Foundation and playing for my mom. And so it's really made, I think, open people's eyes to, you know what, there's more to these golfers. There's more to me than just trying to play good and you know, win tournaments and make money. It's, hey, we have a huge purpose and to give back and help people. So it's been an awesome road. And I'm just hoping this is the start of an amazing career. And hopefully I'm doing more things like this with you guys, you know, every year, because something cool is happening.
Well, you know, this is hopefully the first of many times with you, Wyndham Clark. That's for sure. Right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Before I let you go, you got a good hole in one story, whether an ace you came up with or you witnessed one or anything like that? What do you got?
Yeah, I would say I've got a handful. I feel like I'm everyone's good luck Chuck, if you will, a good luck dub. Everyone seems to make hole-in-ones around me. But my best hole-in-one story, it was probably my first hole-in-one. I was 6 years old. I was playing at Keystone Ranch Golf Club, 12th hole, 125 yards. I hit a driver. And I had a bet that day with my dad that if I made an eagle on any hole, I'd get a PlayStation. And at that point, I'd never made a birdie. And so my dad's like, yeah, there's no way he's going to make an eagle. I don't have to get him a PlayStation. Sure enough, I make a hole-in-one. And I celebrate because I get the PlayStation. He celebrates because I got the hole-in-one. And so that's probably my best, you know, hole-in-one story. It's probably my first one.
That's called a win-win.
It's a win-win.
And what was your game on PlayStation? What was the first game that you got? Like, what were you doing on that PlayStation?
I was a huge, huge Madden guy and a huge NHL guy. So I loved those two games the most. Trying to think of anything else. Yeah, early on, it was all the sports games, depending on the season. If it was basketball season, I'm playing the NBA game. Football season, it's Madden. And then hockey season. And then even Tiger Woods. I played Tiger Woods, 2000, so many times.
And then I'm sure, what was your first round with Tiger, the actual Tiger, Wyndham? What was that one?
I've never played a competitive round with Tiger Woods.
Get out of here.
And so tonight, by the way, I got to give a shout out.
Please, to TGL. Go for it.
To TGL, yeah. I was supposed to, we're playing Jupiter Links and Tiger was supposed to play, and I'm all excited. I get my chance to finally play a competitive round with Tiger Woods, and he bailed on us. So I'm heartbroken. I hope he hears this.
You're undefeated, Wyndham. He hears the footsteps. He hears the footsteps. Right?
You're having your
moment. I think that's what it was. He heard the footsteps. I like that.
For sure. And is it an adjustment to play, TGL? And if so, how long does it take to play that and get used to playing this format, Wyndham?
Well, it definitely took, I think for everyone, it took a little bit of time. The ball doesn't quite curve as much, I'd say, as real golf. And I don't know if that's because we don't have any wind in there or if it just doesn't curve as much. And then, obviously the green and some of the chipping stuff takes a little while. But I think for everyone, it was about a couple hours or one simulation match. And then you kind of got used to it. And then, now we're all kind of dialed in. I feel like guys are making putts. We're making tons of birdies and eagles. And I feel like the last three or four matches have been really close and exciting. And it's amazing the quality of golf that guys are playing. I mean, we're all shooting 6, 7, 8 under in these rounds. So hopefully it's been fun for people to watch. And I mean, I will say for us, like, we're having so much fun. It's so fun to play really quick, play with your friends, talk a little trash, and, you know, obviously play the sport we love.
Yeah, and you're mic'd up too. I guess you're used to that with full swing, right? I mean, so you're mic'd up. We're hearing everything that you're saying. That shot that we had of you celebrating a putt with Shane Lowry, I mean, it looks like you guys, you know, just won a tournament together. You know, I just love that. And that's the thing we were talking about the four nations that just wrapped up in the NHL, is for fans that if it means as much to you as it does to us, or watching you have fun, that makes it more fun for us as we're watching it, Wyndham, you know?
I couldn't agree more. I mean, that four nations thing was unbelievable. I'm a huge hockey fan. Yep. I'm an Avalanche guy. You know, we had three guys on Canada's first line. So that was really fun to watch, even though I'm a USA guy. I was bummed we lost. But it is amazing when you play for your country, or you play for a team, or you're representing a city or whatever it is. You for some reason have a little more pride, and you don't want to lose for your teammates. You don't want to lose for your country. And we're having so much fun. So we get out there, and, you know, sometimes, I'm not going to lie, some matches seem a little flat at the start. But as it gets to where it's close and competitive, our juices start going. We have the nerves that we would normally have. And, you know, that brings out the excitement and the celebrations you're seeing. You know, last night, Colin, those guys were fist pumping and getting excited. Those aren't fabricated. That's like, hey, this is a lot of fun. And I have a chance to beat some of the best players in the world on live TV. It really makes for good TV, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, Nathan MacKinnon won the MVP of the Four Nations. You're Avalanche center, and I imagine the 6-year-old who aced for his PlayStation was what'd you have, a Sakic sweater, a Forsberg, Wah? Like, who was your guy when you were six?
I had all the above. Forsberg was my guy. My all-time favorite player was Peter Forsberg, but those were the great years. I mean, gosh, 96 to, I mean, obviously 96 to 2001 was amazing, but even 96 to, like, I think 05, when we had Pierre Lacroix as our GM.
Pierre Lacroix.
I mean, we were just good every year. And we got Timo Solani and Paul Kariya and Dead Marsh and these guys after the Stanley Cup. It was so fun to watch. And now it's fun to have it back. Sakic back in management, back in the Avalanche locker room, you know, picking the teams and stuff. It's really, it's been a lot of fun. I mean, Colorado sports, Denver sports specifically, are really on the rise. I mean, the Nuggets, Broncos, Avalanche, they're all really good.
Wyndham, what a pleasure to chat with you. Let's do this more often, okay?
I'd love to. Thanks for having me,
you
guys.
Bet. That's Wyndham Clark. Everybody check out again tonight with TGL, the Bay Golf Club against Jupiter Links Golf Club. And then Full Swing Season 3 on Netflix. And obviously, next up, Arnold Palmer for you, right? That's next up for you on the tour?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great.
Palmer and then the players.
Yes. Well, good luck with all of that, man. Good to chat with you. We'll look for more of my calls and texts, and we'll chat soon, sir.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Right, there's Wyndham Clark, everybody, right here. You know what I was thinking when he's talking about Forsberg and Sakic and he's 6 years old? I probably would Stuart Scott send him off to school.
For sure. No doubt about it.
On SportsCenter. Because that's who we were talking. That's all it was. Was Avalanche and Red Wings, was that the Claude Lemieux, Chris Draper? I can't believe I shook his friggin' hand as his jaw was wired shut. Remember the Wings and the Avalanche? Claude Lemieux was a filthy player. And I just remember all that. Back in the SportsCenter days. Was that it?
I was 96.
That was the,
hit happened.
Right?
Yeah. Let's see. Where's
the, I kind of remember doing the SportsCenter highlights
before,
to that.
Yeah.
And, Patrick Waugh and Sakic and Forsberg. That Peter Forsberg scored one of the most important goals of my career. Because, remember I told you that story about the New York Times, Sunday New York Times cover where it says Mr. Lonely Nights across my chest.
It's in the bathroom.
It's in the green room. It's in our, because it's, you know, a big moment. When you're on the cover of the New York Times Sunday magazine, certainly as the son of Evelyn and Joel Eisen, that's a big moment for my life. And then it shows up Mr. Lonely Nights over my chest, because the guy who wrote the story, his piece was, there's a whole bunch of single guys who spend their nights till 2-3 in the morning doing nothing but watching sports, and I'm there for them as Mr. Lonely Nights for them. But at any rate, he followed me to call a game.
Not that you're still holding on to
Not
it.
At all. Not at all. I just see it every single friggin' day. But I called the game that the reporter followed me to call was Expos Padres, and I got to call that game because there was a game 7 or there wasn't a game seven because the Avalanche won a series, and it meant that ESPN needed the programming and needed me to call this game. Mm. And so I wanted to call this game in the worst way. So I was rooting for the Avalanche that night. Being a Ranger fan, I had, you know, pretty much forgotten, for the exception of 1 year, what it was like to be emotionally invested in a playoff hockey game. And it went to overtime, and Forsberg lit the lamp, and I knew that meant I got to call this game, and I was celebrating probably like a 4-year-old Wyndham Clark.
That's funny.
Yeah. So Forsberg is big in my life as well.
Beast.
Fun stuff. Jeannie Buss making her way to our studio in support of Netflix's Running Point. We might talk a Lakers storyline or two. Is anything going on with the Lakers these
Lakers.
Taking on the Mavs tonight.
Huge game.
Yes, indeed, for Luka and the Lakers and the Mavs. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, or brake light fixed, or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
No one knows music like Rolling Stone. Senior writer Brian Hyatt talks the biggest music news from the biggest stars.
Almost everyone is teaming up on Drake. It's like Drake versus the world.
Yeah.
You first met Prince, you were driving for him before you were drumming for him.
That's correct.
Stevie Wonder!
You kind of have to understand how Stevie began.
White Radio. That's where the money was. That's where it still is. You know what I'm saying?
Rolling Stone Music Now. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, and this is year 11 of our program. Very excited about that, obviously, in our second decade of existence, which is kind of wild. And it kind of was the very beginning where we began to realize that we make our guests' lives better. Anytime they appear on this program and then perform well or have something good happen to them in their careers, sports or entertainment, we call it the Rich Eisen Show Bump.
Show Bump.
And obviously, if they appear on this program and don't do anything well, and something happens, just we don't talk about it. That's the benefit of being selective.
Not on us.
But as far as the Rich Eisen Show Bump, when we start expanding our horizons outside of what we call the flagship program to the podcast world, the Rich Eisen Podcast Network, through our friends at Cumulus, stands to reason, if there is such a thing as a bump. And for that, I turned to one of the stars of No Contest Wrestling with O'Shea Jackson Jr., TJ Jefferson. What is going on in the No Contest Wrestling podcast world that we need to know about, TJ?
Well, you know, we had a guest last week, Liv Morgan, former world champion, former two-time women's tag team champion, as you could see her with O'Shea and I there last week. And she came on the podcast. We talked a bunch of things, but
what happened with Liv since that podcast?
In particular, she had a tag team championship match with Raquel Rodriguez yesterday on Monday Night Raw, going against the champions Bianca Belair and Naomi. And I'm not saying we had anything to do with it, but she comes on our show on Wednesday, and on Monday night, she becomes tag team champion for the third time.
Hey now.
So, you know, hey now. I'm not saying, but I'm kind of saying. You come on the show, good things happen.
No, my question awesome for you is, too. Is it possible Bianca Belair has appeared on this podcast as
Bianca
well?
Bianca Belair has also.
See, now this is what I'm talking
right.
about.
On the show, yes. Right.
For some, there's a bump, and we talk about that. For others, we don't know anything about it.
No, because Bianca Belair, you understand,
yes,
she is going to the Elimination Chamber, regardless of what happened on Monday. She has a chance to go to WrestleMania and main event WrestleMania as the in the women's championship match. So okay. Bianca is fine. She's doing okay. great.
Very good. Yes. So it's called a win-win.
It's a win-win. For
excellent.
Her, yeah. Yes.
So there's a no contest wrestling bump is what we're saying.
Yeah.
Essentially. So who's on this week so we can expect great things out of this week's guest?
Well, this DJ. Week's guest has, I think, taken the boots and put them down and moved them to the side because he's retired.
Okay.
But it's the WWE legend, two-time Hall of Famer, X-Pac, Sean Waltman.
So maybe you can ask X-Pac about his 401k and maybe there'll be a bump there after having appeared on our program.
You know, I'm sure merch sales will, you know, pop through the roof. So that's a little extra change.
Are you celebrating O'Shea Jr.'s birthday in any way, shape, or form on this Wednesday program?
I hadn't thought about it. You know,
we should have Del Tufo yesterday. Bring him a cake since they're such great friends. Rooting for the Dodgers together.
O'Shea wished himself a happy birthday on Twitter at 12:02 a.m.
What?
True.
What?
Factual.
So he waited 2 minutes into his birthday day actual to tweet himself a happy birthday wish?
Yes, that's how I found out.
All right, now that needs to be discussed on No Contest Wrestling.
I wrote back, big of you to wait the whole 2 minutes.
That's what's up.
That's what's up. Fantastic. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. Play of the Week, presented by Sleep Number, everybody. And I understand this is a weekly award, if you will, but sometimes we have recency bias when it comes to that. The Play of the Week happened last night. And the Minnesota Timberwolves taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder. And the Timberwolves trailing by 20 going into the fourth quarter and by 16 with 3:41 to go in the fourth quarter. Guess what? They force overtime. And in overtime, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he is getting set to give the Oklahoma City Thunder the lead. And with 13.2 seconds left, Anthony Edwards says no. Here's Alan Horton on KFAN 100.3. Hit it.
SGA now with it against Nikhil. They run Nas at him in a double. SGA runs away from that. Attacks down the lane. Rises up. His shot blocked by Anthony Edwards. It's loose in the corner. TJ Shannon's got it. And a whistle. And a timeout is called by Minnesota. Anthony Edwards just saved the day.
He did. What a block, too. And the Timberwolves come up with the win.
Man, they were getting smoked.
They become only the second team in the last 27 years to trail by at least 16 with 4 minutes to go and win. And they're the first team in NBA history, according to Optostats, to win on the road down by at least 20 entering the fourth quarter against a home team that had an 800 or better winning percentage entering the game on the season. The first team ever to do that. As the Timberwolves kind of raise their hands to say, don't forget about us. They, as you know, had a terrific run last year, but sent Cat to the Knicks and brought in Julius Randle and they've been kind of in a, what would you say, like a stupor all year long of some sort?
Seems like it. DiVincenzo was just getting hot, and then he gets injured, so he's been out for a little while. They just can't seem to get into a rhythm, and the West is so tough and deep, it's, you know, kind of tough to climb out.
But they're right there with the Clippers for that sixth spot, trying to climb out of the play-in tournament. And let's see if this does spark a Timberwolves run here. It's interesting, Chris Finch, after the game, was complaining about how, because, you know, the Oklahoma City Thunder have the top-ranked defense. He said that they foul a lot. Seems like he's already kind of working the refs right now.
Ooh, I like that.
Brought to you by Sleep Number. That's the play of the week. Sleep better together. Save 40% on the new Sleep Number Special Edition Smart Bed. Limited time exclusively at a Sleep Number store. It's hour number one in the books. Lakers. Governors. Jeannie Buss making her way, and it's an overreaction Monday on a Tuesday as well. Still here on the Roku
and
Sports Channel.
We got all kinds of news popping in the NFL right now.
What do you got? We got stuff. Oh, you're going to hold off?
Let's hold it.
Holding off?
Let's hold it. We got.
You want to tease it?
Sure.
What are you teasing?
big contract extension.
Okay.
And someone's coming back.
Big contract extension. Somebody's coming back. What do you mean somebody's coming back? Like after being out last year?
I don't know. We'll have to wait.
Or somebody who's retiring?
Until the top of the hour.
Are you saying Aaron Rodgers has announced he's coming back?
That's what I was thinking.
Let's wait till the top of the hour. Don't look.
I won't.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What are we doing at the top of the next hour? We were planning on doing Overreaction Monday and a Tuesday.
Sure, but we can hit this news first. There's two pretty big stories that I think we should discuss.
Why are we talking in this cadence right now? It sounds weird.
We can stop.
We can. We can choose to do these things. You know what's kind of crazy is, Aaron Judge homered twice off of Gerrit Cole, so that's not great.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he took batting practice. Okay. You know how I know about this? Guess how I know about it.
Cooper
that
told
is
you.
Right. Cooper comes in, Dad, Aaron Judge homered twice off of Gerrit Cole, and then he shows me the video on the MLB app. I'm telling you, Commissioner Manfred, my son is exactly the guy you were hoping to see.
The headline there is...
At age 14.
Cole is washed, right?
Nope.
Oh.
Judge is back.
Oh.
And...
Back from where? Not performing in the
paternity
playoffs?
Paternity leave, a-hole.
Whoa.
Facts?
Wow.
I don't know.
By the way, that's a new bumper sticker.
Paternity leave, a-hole.
All rise.
Speaking of that, apparently there's been a lot of diaper work.
Oh.
From Aaron Judge.
Well, it comes with the territory.
Don't miss those days.
Don't miss those days, do you?
No.
Your son turns 5 today.
Oh, he just does a thing now where he doesn't flush.
Hey.
It's great.
Congratulations.
He runs back out and I go, I didn't hear it. He goes, ah, and then runs back. Well, like, how do you forget?
I don't know. All I know is I have a teenager who sometimes does that too.
Jeez.
So guess what?
They don't change.
Nope.
They don't grow out of it.
Nope.
They don't grow out of it.
Nope.
Great.
These things will happen.
Like, bro.
Nope.
Really?
Toilets!
Thank you. Thank you very
At least
much.
Those are automatic.
Please tell me Jeannie Buss isn't here yet listening to this conversation.
That would be rough. Sorry, apologies.
Probably taking notes for a future episode of Running Point. So I start the conversation. Running Point's about Norm Nixon, right?
Normie still looks good on the ABC postgame.
Dude. Oh, that's with Channel 7's.
Channel 7.
Rob Fukuzaki.
Yep.
Is that who he's on that with? Michael Cooper, right?
Yep.
Old school Lakers.
Yep.
Lakers and Mavs tonight. Jeannie Buss coming to the studio. Don't go anywhere.
The Bigger Pockets Podcast Network is your home. Get it? For real estate investing.
I am very tired of people saying that your primary residence is not an investment.
Get real talk from real estate pros about investing strategies that work.
I bought a house for $1 and it makes me $1 million.
You can become a real estate millionaire over the course of like 5 or 6 years.
No one needs a stock. No one needs cryptocurrency. They need a house.
Bigger Pockets. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.